Hey everyone, thank you for watching my presentation at FOSDEM 2021. My name is Daniel Constantin Mierla. I am one of the co-founders and lead developers of Camaleo SIP server project. I'm originally from Romania, living in Berlin, Germany, a computer science software engineer, a C programmer. I'm involved in open source real-time communication for very long time. Besides developing open source real-time communication application, I'm many times involved in organizing events related to RTC, including this edition of RTC Dev Room at FOSDEM or Camaleo World, the event related to Camaleo project. Currently, I'm working for Asipto, company focusing on SIP and Camaleo consultancy services. This presentation is not going to be about Camaleo a bit at the beginning. I'm going to present what Camaleo is about and what happened lately around the project, knowing that many of our community members are going to watch the presentation and eventually trying to clarify for the people who are new in the open source RTC space what Camaleo is about. But the presentation will be about the small command line tools that are very useful during the development phase of SIP applications and during testing or for assessing security and performance of SIP server side application. So if you are new to Camaleo, it's an open source implementation of ITF RFC 3261, practically the SIP protocol, which allows a real-time session for voice video communication, or as well as instant messaging presence with very good support for SQL, NoSQL backends with focus on the flexibility, scalability, and security. Can be used at a load balancer, least code routing. It can be used as a transport layer gateway between IPv4, IPv6, UDP, TCP, TLS, WebSocket for WebRTC or SCTP. It has very good support for embedded interpreters of scripting languages like Lua, Python, JavaScript, so you can define the routing logic in this scripting language. Very healthy, active development community, as well as a friendly user community. And again, I mentioned already, it runs its own event, Camaleo World, which is usually in Berlin, Germany, last edition being online like most events given the worldwide situation. What's new in Camaleo? In the last year, we have a new version 5.4 with a bunch of new modules related to scalability to Kafka systems, lightweight dialog tracing, or flexible SIP header management using variables framework, implementation of stir-shaken, this extension from ITF trying to fight robocalling, caller ID spoofing, spam for telephony, and an extension for facilitating integration with systemd. Other existing components got also a lot of features, but I'm not gonna focus on them. I put here the link to the website listing them. If you have questions, please address them during the question session at the end of the presentation, or join a Camaleo mailing list and I will be glad to help you. We had also a new feature since the last major release. Soon, in a few months, we'll have the next major release, version 5.5.0. I expect more than what's listed here, and actually I haven't listed what we have new. more or less just to open again like a discussion either on the mailing list or at the end of the session about what's new in Camaïeu, what's expected in the next major version. Please address your question at that moment. Just to come back quickly to the main topic of this presentation, the time is short. So SIP tools categorized in two groups. First group would be the tools useful for generating the traffic. The second group would be the tools useful for analyzing the traffic, with a section at the end about what Camaïeu includes in terms of generating or analyzing the traffic for those using Camaïeu. The other tools are generic, so can be used no matter you have Camaïeu or Asterisk or FreeSwitch or some proprietary SIP appliance. You can use them without any issue. First one I have here, it's CP, practically the reference open source SIP performance testing. And you can find it on most of the Linux distribution. Just be aware it might be named as SIP tester, as it is on Debian. You have the link to the project page on GitHub. Practically with CP, you have to define scenarios in XML files, like what to be sent to the network, what to expect from the network, and at the end you get a report. For example, you can have send a register, expect authentication challenge 401, then send the register with authorization header, and then expect the 200. Okay, if doesn't happen like that, the CP will report there was a failure. Then you can have options to do performance testing. So this scenario should be played at the rate of, I don't know, 100 requests per second up to 1,000 requests. And of course, you have options to use different user IDs, so you can randomize this content of SIP messages. You can also make scenarios related to calling, like send an invite, expect 100, 180 ringing, 183 session in progress, then a 200 okay, then send out an ACK. After a while, you can send a buy and expect 200 again. Okay, again, with many other options about how many requests per second, for how long to run, and at the end you get the report of what happened when running this test. You can start CP as a client to generate the traffic. You can send the traffic to a proxy, which can then send to another CP instance, which is running as a server, and practically you can get reports from both sides, from the sender and from the receiver. See if all the requests sent are received, or if some responses are missing. For getting the scenarios, you can find many on the web. I listed here two GitHub repositories that have a significant number of CP XML scenarios, or look at the CP Cup, which is a related project that can assist with generating CP scenarios. Next tool I'm presenting here, it's SIPSAC. This is very useful to generate SIP requests from command line. Can also simulate some scenarios like registration with user authentication, or calling a registered user like register Alice, and then initiate an invite towards Alice. The invite should come back to SIPSAC, and in that way you can test that the location service in the SIP server is working properly. It has also many command line options to do flooding, so stress it with a lot of requests per second, or change the from user, the target address, set contact address, what type of the transport to use, set the method type like SIP options or instant messaging SIP message request. So it's very, very flexible. I use it quite a lot. SIP wishes. Now going into a security area. This is also known as Friendly Scanner. It's actually a set of tools that allows scanning for SIP services running on public IP addresses, and then trying to figure out what SIP user IDs are used, like telephony numbers or extension in the PBX, then try to find their password, like dictionary attacks. Probably many of you, as soon as you started a SIP server on a public IP, in a matter of minutes, you start receiving unwanted traffic. And if you look at the user agent header, you'll see friendly scanner. Most of the application, Camellia, FreeSwitch, Asterisk, they have configuration options to detect and prevent friendly scanner attacks, but you can use this also for asserting the security of your deployment. So as penetration testing tools for your own deployments. So it's useful from the security perspective. Similar to SIP vicious will be SIP PTS, more or less targeting the same kind of services, discovering SIP servers, discovering user identities, and trying to crack their password. This is written in Perl, but you can run it on any kind of Linux environment. CVicious, it's a Python tool from this perspective, and you can also run it on, it's practically portable across operating systems. Kali Linux is not a tool, it's actually a Linux distribution that it's designed for penetration testing, and of course includes many tools related to SIP and VoIP. You can run it on a virtual machine, play with it, and a few tools I mentioned before are also included in this distribution. SIP Ping, it's a rather small Python application that can read the templates from files. So you have a file with a SIP message, and the tool can replace variables inside the templates with the values provided in the command line. Like here, we have an options, and the request your IP address in the first line has the user destination port variables, and then via minus V in the command line, you can provide the values like user 120 and will be replaced and sent to the network. To my knowledge, it has support only for UDP. I'm not sure if they added support for other transport layer, but still UDP, it's the most common transport layer used for voice over IP. And you can generate options like keep alive or notify or instant messaging with this tool in a very simple way. WSETL, it's a tool I wrote. This came from the need of having an easy way to create WebSocket connection and send SIP traffic over it. WebSocket, it's used by WebRTC endpoints, and these endpoints typically run in a web browser, but for testing, starting a web browser and then writing a simple JavaScript SIP phone just to send an option or a registration consumes quite a lot of time. This somehow, similar to SIPing, takes the input from a template file, and then together with the value files, which is a JSON, will generate SIP messages. Example here will be an options in the left side, taking the values from the JSON file in the right size. So it will replace caller with Alice, callee with Bob. It has also some embedded variables like $UUID. This will be replaced with the unique ID generated at that time. Can also generate timestamps, so there are a bunch of internal variables that are substituted at execution time. From another developer of Camaïeu, Julien Chavanton, two very useful tools, quite flexible, not that popular out there, but check them. They have a lot of options, and then they can make your life easier for different needs. VoIP Patrol is targeting VoIP signaling and media test automation. Similar to CP, there is an XML with the input to define the scenario, and the output will be in a JSON format, which is easy to parse. And based on the result, you can trigger different events, notification, and alerts to your operating team. VoIPerf, it's targeting performance testing, so stressing your CProxy or SIP server. It has also client and server-side application, and in the middle you can run your CProxy or SIP server application. Again, a lot of features. I cannot spend more time on each tool, so I wanted to provide more or less a directory. If you have questions, please address them at the end or later via email or other communication channels. A little one, but very useful, because most of the other tools were started with UDP in mind. VoIP Monitor from LiboSIP, ExoSIP project. Practically, it's useful for doing registration over TLS. Other tools have minimal TLS support. This one proves to be reliable from this perspective, and I like it to stress registration over TLS, which consumes more resources in terms of encryption, decryption, and connection management. I'm ending this section with command line SIP phones, BearSIP and PJSUA. These are like full SIP phone implementation running on command line. You can do audio, video calls with them. You can configure auto answering, playing a file after answering, or doing echo service after answering. So quite useful. They have a lot of options, and they're also very useful at during the testing phase of your deployments. For analyzing the traffic, SNGrep, it's somehow the default I use now. You can draw diagrams of the SIP traffic by live capture or by reading from pickup file. Really useful, and then you can select, you can navigate through the messages. From the selection, you can save a PICA file. So you, it has a lot of features that you can use to make life easier. Ngrep, it's useful to print network traffic to the terminal. SIP is a text protocol, and you can see the SIP packets going on the network. I prefer now SNGrep, but Ngrep is also useful in many cases. You can also see traffic sent over TLS, of course encrypted the strange character, but at least you know something was sent out over the connection. Useful to know that the SIP server application, it's sending traffic out. SIPGrep is like ngrep, but highlighting some relevant parts of SIP messages like method type, register by invite, or parameters, branch tags, or headers like call ID. More CLI tools would be T-Shark from the Wireshark project. So Wireshark can be also used, but actually it requires a desktop environment because it's a graphical user interface application. Or TCP dump, which is like the oldest from all these capturing tools, but it's still useful, like watching live traffic and saving to pickup. Practically, if ngrep, sngrep are not available, TCP dump should be available in any of the Linux, even old version of Linux Unix distribution. In the Camarillo project, quickly mentioning Protoshoot, which allows you to read content of a file and send it over UDP, TCP, TCP. Of course, content of the file could be a SIP packet, send it to the SIP server. I use it because it comes with Camarillo and it's very handy in some situation. As modules for capturing the traffic, look at SIP trace, SIP capture, and SIP dump. Again, no reason to focus more on these Camarillo specific modules. Again, look at them and could help you a lot in case you do these deployments based on Camarillo systems. That's it. Not to make it longer. Thank you.